Right.
Okay, hang on. Hang on. Pause that. There we go. Hello. Hang on a second. Let me get this right. Hello, everybody. My name is Daniel Kitson, and I think it's working. I mean, it's so hard to know. I've had to turn everything on, and I think I've done it all correctly, but I might have got slightly rattled by the fact that the burglar alarm went off when I tried to get into the building. So that wasn't ideal. And also, I live in... There we go. I live in Crystal Palace. I'm a bit flustered, I'll be honest, because I thought I'd have a lovely bike ride in. I mean, there's a litany of things. Firstly, I thought I'd have a lovely bike ride in, and it turns out that a lot more people are awake at this time than I had previously imagined. And the people that seem to be awake at this time are people who drive vans quite aggressively, or who ride bikes quite aggressively. It's an absolute shitstorm. I thought it'd be a lovely early morning trundle, but the world is full of furious people at 6:30. They're absolutely livid, and they're sublimating their rage into either really, really pedaling or swinging their van in and out of the bus lane, because it's not 7 o'clock yet, and they don't give a shit. It's absolute bedlam. At least I'm doing it like every weekday for the next 3 weeks. I can't imagine that's going to end in my death. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put... Oh, that first song was Fanfare for the Common Man, which I really like and I think is appropriate to the vibe of this, because it starts really big, that tune, I think. And then and you're like, aye, here we go. And then it doesn't ever really get going, which is largely what's going to happen over the next 2 hours in microcosm, the next 3 weeks in midcosm, and my remaining days on this planet in macrocosm. I don't think midcosm is a thing, but it should be, really, shouldn't it? There should be one in between micro and macro. Micro. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a song on, and then I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. I didn't even have time for a coffee this morning. It's been an absolute... Oh, I had such big dreams. Anyway, so what I'll do is I'll put a song on that's about, I don't know, about 5 minutes. 5 minutes, ideally, and that'll give me time. Hang on. I think a lot... Oh, I'll put this on, actually. Yeah. Oh, no. Do not tell anyone this. But I appear to have somehow got a, what's the word, bogey? Bogey? Yeah, have you heard of bogey? I appear to have got a bogey on the drag pad of the in-house MacBook. I can probably rectify that, though. All right, let's have a go on this, see if that works. Hang on. Well, it did work, didn't it? But that's not the song I wanted to play. So, I mean, we'll call that one a draw, which is a solid base to work from, and we'll try this. Hang on. Good on him. Bloody good on him. Oh, I think that might have been too loud. Hang on. I still haven't quite... I still haven't quite got the knack of broadcasting. Which is obviously a problem. I don't know which of the knobs is headphones. Oh, I think it's this one. Hang on. No, that's still not louder in my ears. I need it to be as loud in my ears as it is in the desk. I don't want to blind you all with my breakfast radio lingo. Done it. I've made it loud in my head. I've made my own voice loud in my head. That was my problem, that my own voice was not loud enough in my own head. Right, so that was... This is America by Childish Gambino, and then I Dance Like This by David Byrne. Because I've got an eclectic and fascinating musical taste, all right? I'm like And like all the people on Six Music who, anyway, come on, Daniel. It's come on. Right, so here's the thing. I didn't have time for a coffee at my house. I set my alarm for 6 o'clock. I live a 35-minute open brackets terrifying and life-threatening close brackets bike ride away from here, and so I thought I'd wake up and I'd make myself a coffee, and then I'd ride my bike here and I'd let myself in, and I never envisaged the burglar alarm going off and me having to phone someone, but you know, things change. But I didn't, basically it got to 6:15 and I hadn't made my coffee because I like to make a pour over, and that takes like about 5 minutes all in, including boiling the kettle. And I was like, oh, F me and the BH. I've not yet clarified the rules on whether or not I can swear, because I normally do this in the middle of the night when it's dark and you're allowed to be naughty. But it's very light now. It's very light, and people are already at work, changing out of their cycling gear and having a shower in the company shower room and popping on their suit. Yeah, that's right. I said popping on their suit. It's a combination of popping and putting. I'm just going to put this on. I saw one man on his bike, and he had one of those, you know, when you take a garment to a dry cleaners and then they put it on a coat hanger, quite a flimsy coat hanger generally, and they put that coat hanger and the garment within a flimsy clear plastic sheath, isn't it? Is it a foot or a on the end? Oh, I guess it's at times like this that you really need a breakfast crew, because they would cackle and clarify, which is their role. Anyway, he had that hooked onto his back, and so he was riding along in full Bell End cycling gear and had a dry clean suit hooked onto his back. He was like, he was an ultra plonker. There, some people have special shorts on their bike that have got a nice padded bit for their bottom. Fair play. It's important to look after your bottom, and then your bottom looks after you. Isn't that the saying? Or is that knees? Is it knee? I mean, you know, what is the bottom if not the upper knee? The upper rear knee. Right, so look, I've not had a coffee, so how about you cut me some slack? I feel like, so if I'm going to meet someone and I've not seen them for like a while, I always meet them for coffee, because then I know that the sweet buzz of the Java will do a lot of the conversational lifting for me. And I feel like I've not had that, and I'm just floundering. I feel like I'm basically asking you, so, what's your news? What's been happening? And I'm not really listening to your answers, because I'm trying to work out how to play music. I think that's probably enough talking for a bit, is it? Oh, God, I don't know. I've got no sense of time at the moment. I mean, yes, there's a clock on the wall, but on the other hand, I've not had a coffee. So what I'll do is I'll play another song. Guys, I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to have a drink of my tea. I've made my tea, but I've not had a drink of it yet. And if you're wondering, how come you're not making yourself a coffee? I'll tell you why. Because they've only got instant. It's an effing disgrace. Okay? I think tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm going to get up at 5:45. This will show them. I'm going to get up at 5:45. And I'm going to ride here by 6:30. Hopefully I'll be here before all the scary people are on the road. And by scary people, I think I mean people are on the road. So I'll get here at 6:30, and I'll bring my Java kit with me. I'll make my own Java in situ. I'll get absolutely ripped off my nut on J-Bomb, and then I'll broadcast the living bejesus out of it. Still, that's for tomorrow. For the rest of today, it's going to be very, very lacklustre. Not least because I'm now in the wrong playlist. Oh, here we go. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Good. Good stuff. Good stuff. That was two songs. I was going to play three songs there, but I'll tell you now why. Well, first I'll tell you who it was, because I'm gonna back announce those songs. One was, I've got an insect bite on the back of my lower calf. weird name for a song, right? The first one was Heart Attack by Tune Yards. The second one was Keep Your Name, pardon me, by Dirty Projectors. The pardon me isn't in that the song name. I did a tiny imperceptible burp, but still did the post burp admin. So this is the thing, right? It's a thing. I didn't bring any CDs with me, right? They've got two CD players here. I didn't bring any CDs with me. I brought my laptop in because I've made a playlist of the songs that I wanted to play on Spotify. Not in the order that I was going to play them. I just what I like to do is I like to read the vibe of the show, which is very hard because I have no interest in engaging with the quote unquote audience of the show. I just like to be in a room. With my own voice, nice and loud in my head, playing songs that I want. But I mean, here's a glimpse into my process. I will glimpse at the playlist and say, "Ooh, that one, I think now." Just as I was plugging my laptop in, I like how I said plugging there as though it was jargon. Just as I was turning my laptop on, I remembered that the headphone socket is buggered, so I can't move between the in-house laptop and my own laptop, the in-house laptop and the outhouse laptop. I can't move between them, so I'm doing it all on one laptop. I hesitate to say this, but I don't hesitate enough. Like a prince. Like an absolutely royal prince. Hey, is the royal wedding going to be happening whilst I'm doing this? Oh, hang on. Let's have a Google, shall we? I mean, I should probably stick a song on and then Google it. But I think that we'll all enjoy this moment of discovery. When is the royal wedding? Oh my God, I think it's come up from when is the royal with the 18th of May 2018. If it is, then I'm on the air and I'm gonna scream some truth. I'm going to scream some truth down the broadcast pipes of resonance at the royal family. I will have to check if I'm allowed to do that. Because it has now been clarified via text message that I shouldn't really swear. I don't think I've sworn yet, have I? If I have, then I apologise, all right? It's apparently, it's a no, especially in the morning, apparently. But which is weird, isn't it? I do a lot of swearing in the morning. Wake up, have a swear. Wake up, have a swear. Nip to the loo, back to bed. That's my normal morning routine. So that's basically what I wanted to tell you, was that I haven't got any CDs and my computer's not working, so I'm doing it all on one laptop. Which, I mean, it's not strong, is it? I should probably come up with some actual talking points for tomorrow. I will, okay? All right? Good. Get off my back and let me live my life. I'll come up with some talking points. I'll put some Jeffrey Lewis on now and then, hang on, if I can find the one I want. Yeah. This is a song from Works by, I mean, how do you say this? I dare say a lot of you know. I say a lot. I imagine there's like a smattering of, and don't say this the wrong way, dweebs who are listening. Maybe seven dweebs. Maybe seven dweebs, a confused person, and I reckon that's it. Anyway, this is works by... and I'm the confused person. There you go. I took the edge off just in time with a little bit of self-deprecation. This is called What Are You Going to Do After the Orgy? And it's by Jeffrey Lewis, but it's a song originally by Thule Kupferberg. All right? You are listening to Resonance FM. Oh, hang on. Oh, so nearly good, that bit. So, that was three songs. One, and I won't give you them in the right order, actually. So how about you do a bit of the legwork? Just then, when I said, how about you do a bit of the legwork, I pointed at the empty chair directly opposite me. So that's not ideal, is it? 46 minutes into the first show to be hallucinating a guest. Jeffrey Lewis, What Are You Doing After the Orgy? Not a song, just a question for Jeff. Yes. You see, I'm sharpening up, guys. I'm sharpening up because I've had a cup of tea and I've had half an apple. Yeah? So I'm sharpening up. Yeah? That's the noise of me sharpening up. I've had, I then played, in no particular order, The People Who Grin Themselves to Death by The House Martins and Rip It Up by Orange Juice, which I hadn't heard until Pat Nevin mentioned it on Radio 5 Live. For a certain type of person who... It's interesting when... sports people, come on, Daniel. Let's have a think about how we're gonna articulate this. And ideally, have a think about this sort of thing pre putting the fader up. P-P-T-F-O-O-O. Oh no, God, I'm not sharpening up. I just thought the letter U was pronounced O. I'm blunting off. So I've had very little sleep, right? I'll put my cards on the table. There they are. There's a card saying I've had very little sleep, and that's all I've got. And another card that's blank, and that's blank because of the lack of sleep. Basically, I was a mixture of excited about this and a bit concerned about all the potential logistical faff along the way. And so that was one issue in my sleeping. Another issue was that I went for a curry at my friend's house, and they had a nice curry, and I had a nice curry. And towards the end of my curry, I was like, "Whoa, what's this crunchy bit in my curry? Oh, it's a flaked almond." And you may well not know this about me, but I'm allergic to nuts. Because I'm a champion person, allergic to nuts. I've got hay fever, I've got eczema, I've got a stutter, and I've got asthma. That is what you call a quintuple threat, but it means a threat as in five things that could kill me, not skills. It's not a skill set boast, it's a cry for medical attention. My mum and dad have in their phones. In each of their phones, next to the other one's name, they've put in capital letters ICE, and I've seen that for like a long time when I've been looking through their phones, I guess. But only recently was I like, what is this? And they were like, oh, in case of emergency. And I was like, oh, right, I haven't got anyone in my phone with ICE after their name. I'm gonna put 999 in my phone and then put the police and then ICE good stuff. So basically what happened was I had a curry late, which is already a real blooper in terms of getting a good night's sleep. Classic blooper. So that's on top of a sort of a base level of excitement about this. Also excitement about the fact that I'm playing football later, because I play football every Tuesday and I love it. It's my favourite thing and it's my favourite day. So, you know, very giddy. Then I popped a Cosmo on top of the giddy. That gets all bubbling along. Then I have a nut and I'm like, uh-oh, I've had a nut. I better take an antihistamine. But I took two, right? I took two one-a-day antihistamines just to get on top of things. And then, I'd had a coffee. I'd had a coffee at 8:30 p.m., which, I mean, is like a real textbook blunder. And basically, I was feeling sleepy, but I was going to Izzy and Ellis's house for a curry, and I wanted to be able to converse. So, and I'm an addict. I'm a pathetic addict. And I had a coffee, had a curry, had some antihistamines, came home, could barely sleep, kept waking myself up with, and I hate to say this to you before 8 o'clock, horrific farts. Woke up in the middle of the night for, and I hate to say this before 8 o'clock, a horrific dump. And then about an hour and a half later, I had to get up and come here. Didn't have a coffee, absolute nightmare. Basically, can't remember why I started telling you that now. Was it a boast? That can't have been a boast. I'm much better at boasting than that. It must have been a disclaimer. Those are my main two threads on the air. Just boasts and disclaimers. And then, of course, apologies for swearing. And the swearing itself, which is always something to look forward to. Now, I've got a song by the Super Furry Animals that's got a swear word in the title that I will play later, but I don't want you thinking that I'm playing it just because it's got a naughty word in the title. And I'm so desperate, I'm so desperate to be able to utter a legitimate profanity. Actually, I better check if I'm allowed to play that. It's got a naughty word all the way through. Not one long constant profanity. Just someone using the ancient skill of circular breathing in order to extend the middle U just for in perpetuity. It's not that. I'm going to put this on and I'll put this on. Yeah. Oh my God, wasn't it nice to be young? That's what that song always makes me think about. That was Zorbing by Stornoway. And, there's a siren in the background. I wonder if you can hear that. I mean, almost certainly not, but you have to trust me, there's a siren in the background. I'll tell you about the sounds I hear. You just have to take it as an article of faith that I will never... I pledge this, actually. I don't pledge a lot. Not only just the woodwork. Not bad. Not a bad polish pun for 8 o'clock in the morning. But if I hear any sounds, I will tell you about the sounds and I'll never lie. I'll never lie to you about the sounds I hear. Look at me. Don't look away. Don't look away. I will never... No. Shh. I will never lie about the sounds I hear. I think it's like 8:03. I went through the top of the hour on that song, which I think is an absolute no-no in broadcast terms. But I don't give an S. And by an S, I mean an SH. I don't give an SH. I do not. Right. Zorbin by Stornoway. I mean, is it impressive to have someone boast about how they don't give an SH and then you can hear the paper crackling as they efficiently and diligently do a triple back announce. Zorbing by Stornoway, Hounds of Love by Kate Bush, who you might not have heard of actually, but she's pretty good. Check her out. And Don't You Know I'm in a Band by Confidence Man from the album Confident Music for Confident People, which, you know, is funny. I'll just drop my paper. So there we go. I'm still only on half an apple. Zorbing, Stornoway, I think I'm originally from Oxford, or they were formed in Oxford, or they lived in Oxford, or they had once been to Oxford. There's definitely some sort of link between Stornoway and Oxford. And it's certainly not a direct trail link. Am I right, commuters? Huh? Any commuters listening on the go? Am I right? I've nailed that, haven't I? Isn't commuting an absolute bloody faff? Guys, tell me about it. I'm a commuter. I commuted in this morning. I'm going to be commuting out in about an hour. So I'm not strictly speaking a commuter. I'm going to be commuting out in an hour. I'm going to be going back to bed. Anyway, I was in Oxford. When was it? Friday, I think. I was driving down. Fine, I'll tell you. I was driving down from my mum and dad's house. Called in at my cousin's house. Met his little daughter. She was excellent. Yet to do anything wrong, really. Fair play. I wonder what the oldest is that a person has ever got to without doing anything wrong. You know. Anyway. Well, I mean, she shits herself a lot, so that's not top-notch, is it? For definitely an age when that behaviour would be considered to constitute doing something wrong. But then, of course, it comes back round at the end of life, doesn't it? So it's just like a portion of life in the middle where it is wrong to defecate, okay? Okay, happy with that? To defecate in your own pants, or trousers, or skirt, or just on a chair. Basically, anywhere there's not a toilet. And what is a chair if just a toilet in waiting? No, it's not that, is it? It's not that. Right, come on, everyone, let's stay focused. I called in Oxford on the way back from my cousin's house to London to get a coffee. I've got a coffee app, right? And it tells me where all the specialist Java shacks are. It's like, psst, buddy, I hear you like Java. You want to go to this place that's got those filament light bulbs that put you at ease. Oh, thank you, app. And I went to this coffee place, and it was directly opposite the Oxford Union, and I saw two American men, young men, I'd say in their early 20s, so boys, really, two big boys, two big American boys, and they both had bow ties on, and all the other stuff that would go with a bow tie, but it was the bow tie that drew the eye, and they met in the street, with their bow ties on, and they shook hands, and then they had a conversation about the rules of debating. And I thought to myself, what a world. Okay? And I think there's something for us all to think about in that. Right, I'll put some blur on, and I will really try and up my game in the remaining 52 minutes, because I imagine that the listenership is absolutely exploding at the moment. Well, no, let me rephrase that. I imagine it was absolutely exploding at 8 o'clock, because some people are like, I'll get up at 8, but I imagine it's really petered off in the last 4 to 5 minutes for reasons unknown and unknowable. Okay. Oh, here it comes. Chill out. He's a 20. Just so you know, I really like this song, but it is just over 7 minutes long, and this is its vibe. And I dare say, if you're just waking up, it'll be a bit much. So you might want to just do something else for the next the 6 minutes 53 seconds remaining of it. But it is like the this is its vibe. It's really good for if you're driving, I guess, or maybe lifting weights, which is when I listen to it. So if you're lifting weights, then enjoy this. If not, get yourself some weights to lift, you absolute dweeb. Five, four, three, two, one. So there you go. I think we all enjoyed that, didn't we, actually, in the end? I mean, the thing is, I know, I wonder if any of you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed that. I really like it. But I can imagine that lost a few. And for those of you who listened all the way through to that, well done. Well done, thank you. And here is something, you know, that you may find easier. I'm sorry that my music taste is genuinely challenging. Earlier on, when I said I had like an eclectic taste like all those people on Six Music, I wasn't disparaging Six Music. I was disparaging the advert that they seem to make every new a presenter do, where they basically have to say, I like all kinds of music. If it's good, it's on the show. And it's just a variety of people in their accents all telling you that, you know, that they like all sorts of music, actually. They're very eclectic. I don't live my life in a genre, brother, or sister, or mother, or father, or son, or daughter, or friend, or colleague, or stranger. Stranger in the street, a.k.a. a friend in waiting. God bless us, everyone. That was Sylvester Stallone by Powell, and I think I played something else before that, but I can't remember what it was, because that harrowing noise has wiped my memory. So I'm going to play this, and after this, I'm going to play some other stuff and do some more talking for another 37 minutes. Then I'm going to go and get myself a coffee. What a pathetic life. Right, here you go. Have this. I was breathing over the last, I guess, 30 seconds of that, but you probably didn't hear me. I mean, that is creepy, isn't it? To say that I've been there for a while, actually, but you probably didn't hear me breathing. That is creepy. Creepy broadcasting. Right, so that was Migration by Bonobo, and before that was Postal Service. District sleeps tonight. Fair play. So it is now we're in the last half hour of it, and you know, I think it's been a mixed bag. I wonder, firstly, you know, there's a curiosity about whether people are listening and how people are listening, but that's not an invitation to get in touch and tell me about it. Crumbs, is there anything more odious than when people are reading out complimentary emails, you know, to sort of build, God, no thank you, Christ. Oh, God, if I have to... Hey, guys, psst, guys, psst. If I... Oh, God. If I have to hear... If I have to hear another... Guys, I'll be honest. I've lost confidence in my criticism now. So I'm just... I'm just making that noise. Psst. Morning. Psst. Psst. I was going to say, if I have to hear Kermode and Mayo, Kermayo, I imagine, read out another smug email from one of their smug ding-dong admirers, then it's going to make me chop my dangler off, okay? There. You got it out of me. You made me say it just by sitting there in silence and just letting me hoist myself on my own petard. Oh, here's an interesting thing. If you want to be a smug and pedantic bellend at work today, that's got the makings of a daily feature. A petard is not a hook or a thing that you hang from. It's a bomb. That's what it was. So being hoisted by your own petard meant being blown up by your own bomb. Okay? So if someone says hoisted by your own petard, but then they imply that they in their head are picturing someone being hoisted by a hoist or dangling off a hook, then that is your opportunity to wade in with a fact and make that person dislike you very much. So I had an idea when I organized these shows of sneaking in a sort of a stealthy story, a little bit of narrative content, but sort of sneaking it in. But I couldn't work out how to do it without it just being a lie. I couldn't work out a way of justifying the duplicity of it, if that makes sense. Because I wanted it to be a story like, oh, I was riding in on my bike today, and I saw a goat, and I followed the goat, and I found a farm. Anyway, on that farm, there was a man. I'm going back to meet him tomorrow. And then this sort of story would stretch out over the whole of the thing, you know, and then be like, the man at the farm made me a sandwich. You know, I mean, it'd be better than that, obviously. Not a lot better. I mean, it would still be based around this man on the farm making me some sort of food item, but it would, like, it'd probably be French toast. You've got to keep it breakfasty, haven't you? Got to keep it breakfasty when you're broadcasting breakfast style. So I'll put some more music on, I reckon. But that was it. I'd had that idea that I wanted to do that, and that was sort of the point of doing these shows, and then I haven't done it. I haven't put the work in. I haven't put the work in yet again. I haven't put the work in. Here we go. What should we put on? Oh, let's put this on. I listened to this last night for the first time. I didn't mind it. See what you think. What a song, right, guys? What a song and what a music video. If you haven't seen that music video, guys, I'm going to go on the record with this. If you haven't seen the music video for Sledgehammer, you should check it out, because it is it's good. It's a good music video. It's a good music video. Do people call them those anymore? Anyway, so, come on, let's catch up with what we've had. We had Sledgehammer, which would have been good if you were doing some press-ups, wasn't it? That'd really help you pump through your press-ups. I'll go on record as saying I don't enjoy press-ups, okay? I don't mind. I don't have any sacred cows. I'll take down all targets. And before that, what did we have before that? Oh, yeah. We had Bon Iver, 22 over soon. And before that, we had an artist called Crywank. Hang on. With a song called, let me get this right, A Sauna So Familiar it Soon Becomes Unquestionable. So there you go. A little something for everyone. And by that, I mean some stuff for some people. Now, we're nearly done, I think. Well, I mean, there's 12 minutes left. When I which is a long time in certain circumstances, isn't it? Like at the end of a football match, for example, when you need to desperately hold on to a 1-0 lead in order to maintain your place in the championship, for example. I did a gig on Sunday. I'm a comedian. That I dare say is not immediately evident upon having listened to the last hour and 48 minutes. But I did a gig at a place called Up the Creek in Greenwich, and it got quite spicy. There was basically, but basically, it's been the bank holiday, hasn't it? So the Sunday night becomes a Saturday night by default, and today, Tuesday morning, is obviously Monday morning. That's what I'm hoping, because that's why I'm hoping everyone was driving so aggressively, because they're all like, I hate my life, I hate my job, brum, 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 in my big van. I mean, I doubt they would. I doubt that you'd be that easily distracted from that level of self-loathing by going brum 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 in my big van. Also,
I emphasize that in such a way that implies that person's got a big van and a small van, or a van of contrasting size, if you're a stickler. Anyway, the point is, there was a man, a boy, well, there was a family who were absolutely, and I think I can probably say this now because it's in context and it is 10 to 9, shit-faced. They were absolutely, their faces were caked in excrement, metaphorically speaking. Literally speaking, their faces were clear of feces. So, you know, fair play to them. But they'd been talking all the way through and they were increasingly tiddled, and then they sort of started a fight with a man. And then anyway, my point is, I was talking to a young boy in the audience, and he, oh, do you know what? I don't think there's anything in this story. I think it's absolutely pointless. Basically, he had his phone out, and he was holding his phone in front of his mate's face. And I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, it's just a bit of football banter. And I told him that I despised that phrase, and that it was hard not to dislike him. And then I asked him about what it was, and he said that I wouldn't understand it because I had already made it clear that I don't like football. But I do like football. I just don't like football banter. And that isn't to say that I don't like a sort of a witty football-related quip. I don't like something that frames itself as football banter. All right? What a waste of everyone's time that story was. Sorry, guys. I genuinely thought there'd be something more interesting at the end of that. But I was going to tell you this. Bon Iver, right? I read on Spotify last night that it means a nice winter in French, but it's deliberately misspelt. I just think that is really funny that you have to clarify. No, no, I've spelt it wrong on purpose. No, 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 no. Come on. Spelt it wrong on purpose, actually. No, I am not a bell end. I've done it on purpose. You're a bell end, if anything. Right, so I reckon we've probably got, like, I'll play one more song, and then I'll say one more thing, and then I'll play one more song, and I'll just keep doing that until the sweet embrace of death comes for me. I can hear a noise. It was a big lorry, I think. Big lorry. Just to keep you updated on hashtag local noises. I had a song lined up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be Mr. Dynamite by Mr. Dynamite, which is, I guess you'd describe it as a John Grant side project. All right, so have a bit of that. And, yeah, good. Good. Has that started? Oh, no, hasn't.
I'm Mr.
Hard to dislike a song that ends with someone saying pee, 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 pee a lot, isn't it? Yes, it is, actually, in spite of your instincts. So that is it. That's it. I'm going to play one more song. It's by a hot new artist who I dare say you haven't heard yet, but it's going to blow you wide open. It's going to blow you wide open, this next jam. That's it. If you've been listening from 7 o'clock in the morning until now, then, you know, good on you. Good on you. But maybe have a little look at the structure of your life. And if you cannot restructure your existence before tomorrow, I will see you again at 7 o'clock. And I'll get here earlier, and the alarm won't go off, and I'll have had a coffee, and I will be fractionally less incompetent. Have a lovely day. Bye. Oh, bollocking cock. Hang on.